Today's audio devotional is on Luke 2:8-14 by Ramesh C. Reddy. Ponder this question. What is the greatest news you have heard in your life? Now let us turn our Bibles to Luke 2:8-14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." There are 5 observations we notice concerning the shepherds. 1. They were living out in the fields nearby. 2. They were keeping watch over their flocks by night. 3. They were visited by an angel of the Lord who appeared to them. 4. The glory of the Lord shone around them. 5. They were terrified. There are 5 sayings from the angel of the Lord to appease the shepherds' fright. 1. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." 2. "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." 3. "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." 4. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." 5. The angel is suddenly joined by a great company of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Of all the people the angel of the Lord could have appeared to, it is significant that the angel of the Lord appeared first to the shepherds after Jesus was born, because shepherds were usually the lowest of the low in their job classification, dealing with dirt, danger, and death. This was a mundane night job that they were probably doing every day faithfully, and one day a breakthrough came in their lives with the greatest news announced to them from an angel of the Lord. It is to these shepherds who had to clean their sheep, have to keep them safe from the wolves and lions who want to tear their sheep apart, keep them from going astray, and have to take them to find green pasture, is to whom the angel of the Lord appears. Sheep are the most cuddly animals, but they are dumb, so they needed someone to take care of them. It is to these shepherds the angel appears with the greatest news. The last thing they expected was to be greeted by an angel of the Lord. It just shows that the Lord does not choose people we think would be chosen to meet the one who would one day become the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor. The shepherds were not dignitaries or high-class people, but smelly and low-class, and yet they were chosen to hear about the greatest news first. But the significance of the shepherds being chosen is much more greater, not only for them, but for humanity. God knows what He is doing. The angel of the Lord choosing shepherds first to give the great news is beneficial, not only for them, but for all of humanity, because I believe the angel of the Lord wanted to introduce them to the one who would become the CEO of all shepherds. As shepherds, they knew how to take care of their sheep from an earthly perspective. Now, the angel of the Lord wanted to introduce them to a Savior born in Bethlehem, who is Christ the Lord, who would one day become a shepherd himself, not any shepherd, but the Good Shepherd. When Christ grew up and became the Good Shepherd, beginning his ministry at 30 years, I believe those shepherds who were watching over their flock that night could have remembered that night and said to themselves, "As shepherds, we saw him as a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger, and now he has become a shepherd too, and we had the honor of seeing him born." It is important to remember that those shepherds whom the angel of the Lord spoke to could have still been alive, because when Jesus began his ministry, he was only 30. Shepherds in those days were young, whether it was Moses or David as examples. Even if the shepherds were 40, they would be 70 years old when Jesus began his ministry. One thing, however, they would realize is that Christ became not the shepherd of sheep like they were, but that he became their good shepherd, and the shepherds were his flock who became his sheep. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." John 10:10. Jesus also said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." John 10:14-16. It is exciting to know that Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are his flock. The angel of the Lord appears to the shepherds to tell them the glorious good news of a good shepherd that was born in Bethlehem. I believe it was also to help the shepherds see that night how one day the good shepherd would lead his flock, including themselves. Whatever they were going through, they were given the good news of a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The implications are so profound, not only to our lives, but to humanity, knowing that Jesus Christ was born as the Savior to become our good shepherd and the good shepherd of all who would turn to him, including those shepherds that wonderful night. When I think about an analogy between what the shepherds were doing that night on Christmas and what the good shepherd would do 33 years later, it is a joyful teary experience. The purpose of today's devotional was for me to understand how Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, would clean me, protect me from Satan, keep me from going astray, and lead me to green pastures as my Lord and Savior. Travel back with me in time and imagine with me the interaction that could have occurred between those shepherds on Christmas Day and then on Good Friday at the Shepherds' Union 33 years later after Christ was born. It took place on the hills of Calvary instead of Bethlehem, and how it has impacted my own life right now in the 21st century. The night Christ was born, we were in the trenches in Bethlehem, cleaning our sheep from the filthy dirt the sheep got themselves into. We cleaned them with soap and water. We were visited by an angel of the Lord to go see a Savior born in Bethlehem. After the visit, we decided to go and see the Savior that was born, whom the angels were talking about. The shepherds also said, now 33 years later on Good Friday, 3 p.m. but dark, when Christ died, we saw Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, was also in the trenches, where he was laid upon a cross and lifted up at Golgotha to clean me and you, his sheep. Jesus came to clean humanity from the filthy dirt of sin that humanity is in bondage to. But no amount of liquid soap and water could clean humanity, so Jesus became the living water and decided to use his precious blood as the soap disinfectant to wipe away my sin and yours. Only Christ could clean humanity from its filthiness, because he who had no sin had to become sin for me and you. He who had no sin was the only one who could produce a pure antidote for our cleansing from this filthy, deadly virus known as sin. So Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, shedding his precious blood for humanity. But Jesus was not going to force his antidote on any of the sheep, you or me, to clean us, except make it available to us by his grace. When you and I take the antidote he offers you and me, you and I will be cleansed of all our sin. He is the good shepherd that came to lay down his life for the sheep, you and me. He is our Savior. The shepherds said at the Shepherds' Union, the night Christ was born, we put our lives in danger to protect the sheep from the wolves or lions who wanted to tear them apart. The wolves liked the blood of our sheep, Boy, were we frightened when we saw an angel of the Lord come to us, lowly people. But the angel gave us great news of joy by leading us to the Savior, born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. As his mother Mary stands next to him, looking over him. Now, 33 years later, on Good Friday, 3 p.m. but dark, when Christ died, he became our Good Shepherd to ransom you and me from the bondage of sin and death, so his blood alone can keep us from being torn apart by the wolf roaring lion called Satan. Satan cannot stand the blood of Jesus. It cannot touch anyone covered in the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus, for covering us in your blood. So teary and joy to know that Jesus Christ came to be born, so one day he could prevent Satan from attacking me. All I have to do is listen to my Savior's voice and turn to him to be saved. He will save me and you because of what he, our Good Shepherd, did for us tonight. Mary was so happy on Christmas night, being full of joy. And now she is here standing next to Jesus, crying because Jesus sacrificed his life for you and me. Thank you, Jesus. The shepherds also said at the Shepherds' Union, the night Christ was born, we were protecting our sheep from going astray by being there for them, knowing that our sheep are dumb and cannot take care of themselves. We were terrified that night in fear, but thankfully the angel took away our fear and sent us to the stable to see the Savior who was born, who would be Christ the Lord. Now, 33 years later, on Good Friday, 3 p.m. but dark, we were terrified to see what happened to Jesus, all because of us. When Christ died, he became our Good Shepherd to protect us from going astray forever, when he provided the means and antidote to save us through his blood. As a sheep, when I turn to him, he will take care of me forever from going astray. Sin has made us dumb to goodness, so none of us are good, not one, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that is why Jesus, the Good Shepherd, had to intervene in our lives, and he has. I'm so teary again to think about what Jesus did for you and me. Jesus had to be born to die for you and me, for he was born to die to bring direction to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. We got to experience the joy of his birth and now the sadness of his sacrifice for us. He has become our Savior, though it is so painful for us to experience what happened to our Good Shepherd. The shepherds also said at the Shepherds' Union, the night Christ was born earlier that day, we led the sheep to green pastures to eat and be filled so they become nourished. Later, we were led to a stable where we saw Christ the Lord in a manger. Who would have thought 33 years later we would be reflecting on what happened then and now? Now, 33 years later, on Good Friday, 3 p.m. but dark, when Christ died, he became our Good Shepherd who provided the way for us to find the green pasture of heaven when we follow him. Jesus came that we might find life and find it more abundantly. This would not have been possible without the Good Shepherd laying down his life for us, the sheep. I'm so teary with joy again. Thank you so much, Jesus. And the shepherds adjourned the meeting for the night and went to bed sorrowfully. At the conclusion of the Shepherds' Union on Sunday, they got the most astonishing news ever. They heard through the grapevine that the Savior, who they saw as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger, who came for them. The Savior, who they saw wrapped in blood, laying on the cross, who died for them, has come back to life and has shown himself to more than 500 people. Their joy knew no bounds, for they knew they will be taken care of by the Good Shepherd, who would forever be their Good Shepherd as their Lord and personal Savior. This same Good Shepherd became my Good Shepherd too. Whatever the shepherds experienced because of Christ's birth, death, and resurrection, I have experienced too because of what Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, has done for me. I can relate to the shepherd's story, but more than that, I have the word of God to give me promises of his salvation to save me. That is exciting to know on this glorious Christmas week. He can be your good shepherd too. As Pastor Hugo Cheng of Oakland International Fellowship gave one of the meditations at the Christmas Eve service in 2009, he concluded the service with John 3:16, which is the Christmas story and gospel in a nutshell. He asked me and others in the congregation to put our names in the Bible verse, because just as the angel of the Lord spoke to the shepherds that night to tell them about the Savior to save them, God is telling us about His love and the Savior who can save us. Yes, friend, He can save you and me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God giving His begotten Son to you and me is the Christmas story. God giving His begotten Son to die for you and me, so that we will not perish, but have everlasting life with them. With Him, as He came back on the third day, is the gospel story. Jesus came to be born for my sake and your sake. He became our good shepherd to shepherd us all for eternity. He died and rose again to give us new life. I believe in Jesus. I believe He died and rose again. I believe He came to give me life. He is standing in our midst to heal us now, and the grace to forgive. Words taken from the song, I Believe in Jesus. Friend, He came to give you abundant life too. Yes, He has, friend. As you think about Christmas, don't just get stuck with Jesus as a baby in the manger. Jesus is not a baby anymore, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Savior that the world needs. He is our Emmanuel, who alone can bring light into this dark world covered in sin. He is the Word that became flesh for us and made His dwelling among us, so He could become our Lamb of God to take away our sins by becoming our sacrifice to redeem us. I praise the Lord for that. What Jesus did for me, He can do for you too right now, redeeming you and giving you new life. It does not matter what you have done or where you have been, because Jesus saves you by His grace. It is a free gift of grace to bring freedom to you, not dependent on your good deeds, but solely upon Him. For none of us are good, but all have fallen short of the glory of God. But God demonstrates His own love for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us and purchased us with His precious blood. You don't have to have doubts whether the Lord will accept you, because He will accept you as you are in your sin. When you turn to Him, repenting of your sin and asking Him for forgiveness, He will then make you new as you acknowledge Him as your Lord and Savior of your life, for that is why He came. He will be your good shepherd too, as He has become mine. Come as you are and ask Jesus to be part of your life. You don't need special words, and the best gift you can give Jesus for His birthday is yourself, surrendering your life over to the One who came to save you and set you free. Praise the Lord, the shepherds were revealed that, and now it is revealed to you that I am is here for you. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. As I wrap up, how do you relate to the shepherds this Christmas season? Dear friend, no matter what your occupation is, where you have been, what you have done, what you are doing, you can come to the Good Shepherd as you are and allow Him to work in your life, bind up your wounds and lead you. As the shepherds were introduced to a Savior by the angels, so can you, just as you are. If you're all muddy and yucky with things that have happened, allow Jesus to clean you. He will clean you so well and cover you with His precious cleansing blood. None of us can clean ourselves, for if we could do that, there would not have been no reason for Christ to be born. Christ came to be born so one day He could be our good shepherd and deliver us from the wolf of Satan. You're never out of His love and never out of His reach. He will hold you in His arms of love as a good shepherd holds his sheep. He will be your mighty God and everlasting Father. He will be your wonderful Counselor and Prince of Peace. The angels came to the shepherds for a reason. It is to introduce them to the one who came to be their good shepherd one day. Jesus wants to be your good shepherd too. He does, friend. Yes, he does. Come and give your life to the good shepherd this Christmas season. Yes, come as you are. When the presents are given and the presents are opened, the soul will still be malnourished without Christ the Lord entering and transforming it. But with Christ the Lord, every day can be Christmas because Christ is born in your hearts every day. You will not be walking this life alone, but with the one who gave his life for you. The good shepherd is only a call away. Jesus wants to be your good shepherd and lead you. Jesus sees you as his tender flock. He wants to lead you through green pastures and give you everything you need. He does. He wants to guide you in the best pathway for your life and watch your progress. No matter where you have been, Jesus looks for you and wants to bring you back to his fold. When you are alone without Jesus in your life, you are so susceptible to the wolves of life, whatever they may come and pounce on you, trouncing you, wounding you, and even leaving you to die. You may be alive physically, but the soul can be so malnourished because of the sin that is so prevalent. It will affect your life spiritually, physically, emotionally, relationally, and mentally in a negative way. But the good shepherd does not want that to happen to you or me. Because of his agape love for you, Jesus was born to die. Jesus died on the cross to deliver you from Satan's clutches because he loves you so much. Jesus knew only his blood can clean you and make you clean. Jesus became the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. If it ended there, there would be no hope. But just as exciting Christmas is, so is the season of Easter, when Jesus came back to life to bring salvation to humanity after giving his life on Good Friday, coming back to life to save on Resurrection Sunday. Friend, the Lord desires that none should perish but all come to repentance. This Christmas season, Jesus wants all to come to realize that the baby Jesus is not a baby anymore, but the Savior and the Lord of the universe who sought humanity to save them by his death and resurrection after his birth. Friend, if you don't know Jesus or have lost your first love of Jesus, you can come back to him this Christmas season. Yes, you can, friend. Right now is the time. You don't have to wait. Now is the time of salvation to receive the Good Shepherd or return to him if you have known him at one point but went astray. Yes, you can, friend. Jesus is the Good Shepherd and we become his sheep that he wants to take care of when we allow him to. When a sheep gets lost, the shepherd goes out to look for the sheep. Many of us can be lost in our own problems and our own sins. Because of those things, we can go astray in life, even entering dangerous situations. But there is hope when that happens. Yes, there is, friend. And it is in Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. Jesus shared a story in Luke 15 about 100 sheep. And even if one is lost, the shepherd goes after that one. And when that one is found, there is great joy and rejoicing in heaven. Jesus wants to be your Good Shepherd this Christmas season. Yes, he does, friend. If you do not know Jesus or have been far from him, you can come back. Yes, you can. This Christmas season is for you. Jesus is the reason for the season. No matter where you have been, or what you have done, or what others have done to you, Jesus loves you so much that if you are the only one living, he would have still been born to die for you and redeem you. Yes, friend, Jesus wants to be your good shepherd and came back to life to seek you and find that which was lost. If you are reading this and do not know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, or have known him but the things of this life have crowded him out, Jesus is still seeking you. Friend, are you that lost sheep? Have you gone your own way? Have you lost the meaning of Christmas and why it is special? Have you entered dangerous situations? Jesus is the answer, and he is there for you. When a wolf attacks a sheep, the sheep is wounded. But when the shepherd sees that happening, if he is the good shepherd, he does not stay away, but comes to rescue the sheep and bind its wounds. Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give life in all its fullness." Oh yes, friend, Jesus has come for you as you are, as he came for me and so many others. In life, we are attacked by a wolf, that comes like a roaring lion, waiting for someone to devour and wound. Satan is his name, and attacking humanity is his game. Many have been attacked by Satan and have been wounded, but the good news is there is a good shepherd. Jesus is his name, and he's there to bind up our wounds and lead us in the right path. He wants to do that for you. Oh, yes, he does. The wounds can be the sins in our life that only the Lord's cleansing precious blood can be the antidote for. When you come to him, confess your sins, repenting of them, and ask Jesus to be your God and Savior. He will, because he died for your sin and came back to life to save you. Yes, friend, Jesus is alive. We celebrate Christmas because Jesus was born as God incarnate into this world to redeem humanity, to redeem you and me. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness could not extinguish it. John 1. To all who received him, he gave them the right to become children of God, children not born of natural descent, but by the will of God. John 1:12. Psalm 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Truly goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Friend, Jesus is for you and came for you. May you know Christ happily redeems intentionally souls today, mightily as Savior. He came to redeem you too. May this poem tell you the story of Christmas and keep Christ in your heart as you pray the prayer below too. The poem is called Merry Christmas. Many years ago, prophecy told the coming of no ordinary child. Entering Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph settled in the place that was wild. Resting there, Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. Realizing from the angels a Savior was born, the shepherds did run. Yes, they hurried off and saw the baby lying in a manger, away from danger. Concerning what had been told about the child, they spread the word. Hearing, all were amazed what shepherds said, and none were bored. Raising their voices, appeared with angel company of heavenly hosts, indeed praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest most. So overjoyed, Magi came from east, seeing a beautiful star. They found house, bowed down, worshipped Christ after coming so far. Magi then presented Jesus with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And Mary treasured up all that happened and pondered them in her heart. Since Herod was evil, Magi took another route in their camel's cart. Friend, Savior's holiness emancipates people's hearts every day, redeeming daily souls. Won't you come to him, friend, and help others come to him? Again, I ask, friend, how do you relate to the shepherds this Christmas season? If you want to turn to the Good Shepherd, make this your prayer. Jesus, you say, I am the Good Shepherd. God alone used I am when speaking with Moses. You use it now to make it known that you are mighty God, everlasting Father, wonderful Counselor, and Prince of Peace. Thank you for being born and all that you are to me. I heard you are the Good Shepherd. I want to thank you most of all for being the Good Shepherd. Even for me, I need a Good Shepherd in my life to lead me and guide me. My sin has made me dirty on the inside, and attacks of Satan have wounded me. I've gone astray and have done my own thing. Yet you care for me and laid down your life for me on the cross to give me new life. As you shed your blood for me to wash away all my sins, your blood became the transfusion for those wounded by Satan. Your blood heals the wounded areas to give me a new life. I want that life, so I turn to you now as a sheep that has gone astray and ask for your forgiveness of all my sins to come and save me, Jesus. Deliver me, O Good Shepherd. I know you can save me when I turn to you and ask you to be my Good Shepherd. I know you died for me and came back to life to save. Now I can hear your voice, and in my heart as I stay with you, I want you to stay with me, Jesus, in my heart, and make my heart your home, so I can always have you as my good shepherd with me, knowing you are my God and my Savior. This way, even when I'm going the wrong way or fall in a ditch, you can pick me and set me in green pastures. I love you, Jesus. Thank you for being my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for loving us so much that you were born in a stable in Bethlehem, so one day you could become our good shepherd. I acknowledge you as my Lord and personal Savior. I thank you for being the good shepherd who laid down his life for me, the sheep, for coming back to life on the third day to save. Thank you for being the Lamb of God. Help me to share you with everyone. I acknowledge you as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for being my Lord and personal Savior and changing me. Thank you, Jesus. You have heard my prayer and answered me. Your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. No matter what you feel in your heart, know that Jesus has come in and resides with you. You are not alone. To make your walk strong with the Lord and spend time in prayer talking to Him as you would to a friend. You don't need special words to talk to the Lord. Spend time in His Word, reading Psalms and turning them into prayer. Next, allow God to heal you and speak to you through the Gospel of John or Gospel of Mark before moving on to other books of the Bible. Slowly let the Lord show you which scriptures He wants you to go next. It is also important to be part of a body of believers to help you grow in the faith. Find a Bible-believing church that preaches the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, proclaiming Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord, who brings us hope, healing, and help. No matter who you are, it is not ever too late to join us in a Bible-believing church or a college fellowship. I highly encourage each of you to come to Transformer Small Group on Friday nights at 7 p.m. at Oakland International Fellowship if you are in the Pittsburgh area, and to Oakland International Fellowship Worship Service on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for prayer, 10:30 a.m. for Sunday school, 11:30 a.m. for worship, and 12:30 p.m. for fellowship lunch. May the Lord's presence and peace fill you with His love, now and forevermore. Amen. Friend, if you have prayed the prayer above and meant it in your heart, you are a new creation in Christ, and all old things are passed away, and everything has become new. You may feel something or may not, but don't base it on feelings, but base it your new life in Christ on the promises of our Savior, who will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Feel free to email me at readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com if you want to meet to study the Bible, pray with, talk about spiritual issues, or whatever is on mind. My number is 412-641-9426. Have a blessed day. Bye.